is people, we get in trouble with thinking we're all that, all right? And people think that they're, and Scripture says, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, all right? Each of you think of yourself with sober judgment according to the measure of grace God has given you. Okay, so people, we think we're all that, and when we think we're all that, one way we'll know that we're doing that is we're judging other people and looking down at them. All right, we're looking at what they're doing, and the Bible says, "Who are you to judge someone else's servant?" Okay, so we're not supposed to be judging. So if you want to know if you're thinking you're all that, it's when you're looking down other people and you're paying attention to their sin and what they're going on in their life, and you think you're kind of cocky. You think I can handle this. I can handle this. I got this handled. And that gets in trouble. And it's interesting, in the Scripture, it really nails it when it comes to money. And when you read things in the Scripture, I strongly believe it's not just talking about one thing. Because it talks about money. It says, so you earn money. It says, and you say, the work of my hands produced this wealth for me. The work of my hands produced wealth. It said, but who gave you the ability to earn? All right? So we can go through, well, I worked hard for this. You know, I worked hard. I'm the man. I deserve this. Whatever it is we work hard. And I believe that doesn't carry over just to money, but to everything else that we attain. You know, you go work out on weights and you get stronger. And or you do anything that you do. And you go, oh, hey, it's the work of my hands that did that. You know, and it isn't. It's a God's gift. When I was in high school, man, I could barely bench press my weight. I mean, I worked and worked. I thought, oh, these guys are doing this and that. And I'm just, no matter how hard I worked out, I couldn't do it. But I was the third fastest distance runner in the school, you know. And so the guys, so I had a different gift. It was a gift. Because if I could work that hard and not be able to bench press my weight, and yet I could run and do well there, obviously I have one gift versus another. So I could go say, well, look at me. I'm the runner dude. You know, it's a gift. It's a gift. When I was 17 and I went for, or 15, went for my physical for being able to be in sports, the doctor said I got a little extra beat in my heart that makes me good for endurance. And that's carried with me all the years. You know, so it's cool. And I haven't been running for a while. I went out running yesterday. It's still, I felt that. So we can get attitudes where we get cocky and stuff like that. We don't want to be doing that. On the other hand, especially with a lot of people, we can do this, is we get down on ourselves. We look at everybody else and go, wow, they're better than me. They're better looking than me. They have more money than me. They're smarter than me. They got all these gifts and abilities, and look at me. I'm a loser, right? And we get over there, and we get on this side of it, and that's not the place to be. Why don't we want to be over there? Well, first, it's a lie, all right? I bring my buddy Terry quite often. He's developmentally disabled, so you could look and... I don't know if you guys are all ugly to me, by the way. None of you guys are good looking, because guys are just naturally ugly to me. So if some of you guys are really good looking, some aren't. I don't know the difference, so I'm not picking on a guy that, oh man, if people call me I'm ugly, because I don't know. Okay, that's it, you know. You got a messed up nose, it's going to look better. That's, you know, oh well. I noticed that, you know. but anyway, the point is I would guess he's probably not a good looking guy, because, you know, people have those issues are not, and he doesn't have money, doesn't have this, doesn't have that, he's not smart, right? And so people would a lot of times want to put him over in that loser category. He worked for 40 years as a busboy, as a pancake chef. So even though he had limitations, wow. Now to me, that's a big winner already. Big winner. 40 years in a job, and you got issues and you go do that, you know. But he's also extremely kind. How valuable is that? Now, I'll guarantee you, if you had a choice of being around a bunch of you other guys or being around Terry, you prefer to be around Terry. I prefer to be around him because he's kind and he's nice. The only frustrating thing, he kind of repeats the same thing. He's had stage 4 cancer for 4 years. Okay, so Lord, we just lift up Terry right now, and we just ask that you just give him your comfort, your peace, your healing, and just encourage him in all this feeling so tired all the time from the chemo and all that. Just help him with his discouragement. Lift him up, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. But he keeps repeating himself. He calls me and says, Rick, when are they going to find a solution to this? Why can't they find a way? I hate this stuff. I want to throw it out. I want to throw it in the garbage dump. You know, and he'd tell me that whenever he calls, you know. So we could look and say, well, that's the loser guy. He keeps repeating himself. Not so smart, you know. And yet, he's kind. He's thoughtful. He's considerate. The fruit of the Spirit is evident in his life. Is the fruit of the Spirit evident in our life as much as him? Is the fruit of the Spirit evident in the people who've got all the money and all the looks and all the stuff going on? No. Who would you rather be around? Be around the kind person who's not going to steal from you, who's not going to hurt you, who's not going to insult you, who's not going to take advantage of you. You just never have to worry about it. Right? So, if you put yourself down because of your mental capability, and we go look at Terry over here and you say, well, no, I wouldn't put him down. Why are you putting yourself down if you're not so smart? And you look at smarter people. Oh, they catch on to things quicker. I'm kind of slow, you know. Why are you putting yourself down? Because you wouldn't put him down. Your value comes from God. There's nothing you can do to make yourself more valuable. If you're feeling down and you're feeling you're a loser and you say, well, if I just had more money, if I just learned more stuff, if I just cleaned myself up, if I just learned to be more polished, I could move this way. That's not what gets you there. That's not what gets you there at all. That doesn't make you a better person. Both of these things are lies. Okay, I said it yesterday, so I know I'm repeating myself. Some of you guys didn't get it, but I want to drive it in. They're both lies. It's a lie that you're a loser. It's a lie that you're all that. And it's a lie because all of your value comes from God. Why is this important? Because when you guys are walking through your life, you got to know that this is the pathway. And you start to hear that, you say, no, that's a lie. God calls me his son. He showed his love to me.